What is it is greater than the strength, you know, food. Isn't it? Why? How will you get energy strength if you don't eat at all? Isn't it? Annam bhava, annam bhava, balad bhoyaha. That is why in Vedic tradition, Vedic culture, we respect, we reverence is there for everything. Great reverence for food. We never waste food. We never take food for granted. When you get food easily, people take food for granted. Never waste food. Eat enough. You don't want, don't eat too much. Don't waste. Isn't it? Because wasting means you have no reverence. You can easily get it. I'm not asking you to eat the spoiled one and all that. Generally, always take whatever amount you need and then don't take over. If you want, again, you can go for second helping. Take so much and then wasting. It means there's no sensitivity. We don't have any reverence. We don't see how much effort is involved in getting that food. Isn't it? And then you don't. Therefore, there's reverence in towards everything in this culture, and great reverence for food. Annam Brahma. Over here, Annam Bhava Balad Bhoyaha. Annam Bhava Balad Bhoyaha. In Taittiriya also we read this. Annam Brahmeti, no? Vijanat. Okay. So, Annam Bhava Balad Bhoyaha. A food is greater than the very strength, superior to this very strength, a phenomenon called the strength. Why? Because tasmat yadyapi dasharatrihi na ashniyat yadi. Uha jived athava adrashta ashrota amanta abodha akarta avijnata avijnata bhavati. Atha annasyayai drashta bhavati shrota bhavati manta bhavati karta bhavati vijnata bhavati annamupasva iti. What he wants is one small paragraph, one mantra. A food is superior to this very strength. What he says, suppose if a person does not eat for 10 days. Ratrihi, dasharatrihi na ashniyat. If a person does not eat for 10 days, okay, then he may be alive after 10th day. Jivet, he may be alive. He will not die. If a person does not eat for 10 days, he will not die immediately. He may be alive after 10 days, not without eating. But ask him to come for the Veshastra class. Or he doesn't need to come. Let me go to his house and teach. Okay. Even if we skip one meal late, if we skip one meal, or if sometimes we are very hungry, your time, suppose you skip the lunch or you are delayed, you are very hungry, if you talk to other person, he gets angry and gets irritated and then doesn't talk to you well, and then one meal if you skip is enough. We see the consequences, isn't it? He's very hungry, and then you can't listen. Sometimes your ears also block. Lot of problems come. If you don't eat even one meal, if you suppose one day if you don't eat also, it's enough. Not 10 days. So here he says, even if a person does not, yadyapi, if a person does not eat 10 days also, 10 nights means 10 days, day and night, he remains, he starves. Then after 10th day, jivet, he will not die, he may be alive. But he will not have any strength at all. He will not have any strength or stamina. Therefore, he cannot be the observer, adrashta bhavati. He will be a non-observer, ashrota. You tell him something, he cannot listen. Amanta, he cannot think. Abodha, he cannot know. Akarta, he cannot do anything. Where is the question of understanding, isn't it? So, he will be what? He will be opposite of what he was before. Adrashta, ashrota, amanta, abodha, akarta, avijnata. He'll be a non-knower. He cannot do anything. Then, therefore, atha, annasya ayai. When the food comes, okay? When the food comes, it means what? When he eats, after eating, he gets this strength. He is, he's strong. Isn't it? Morning breakfast you all had, we all looked very fresh. Sometimes you feel sleepy, that's a different problem, isn't it? So here, annas yahayai, when the food comes, he regains his strength. He regains his strength after eating. Then he can see well, he can hear well, he can think well, he can dwell upon, he can meditate, he can perform, he can understand, he can know. Isn't it? Therefore, even knowing, isn't it? Knowing, understanding is possible. Because understanding, knowing, comprehending, perceiving, etc. What now? It's all mental activities. So the function of mentation, the mind can be functional only if there is strength. There's no strength means your mind cannot function. Isn't it? So mental, so the, for the function, for function of mentation, definitely food is important. Strength is important. Physical strength, prana must be there. For which food must be, you need food. Without which, shastram may be there. Shastram is very great. But subject matter of the shastram has to get into your head. The shastra's vision should become your vision. Shastra's teaching must be transferred from the book to your head. Means what now? You must be able to listen, understand, retain, dwell upon, assimilate. For which you must be physically, you must be strong. Isn't it? For that strength you need food. Therefore, definitely food is superior to the strength. Therefore, what he says now, may you meditate upon annam as Brahma. May you meditate upon food as Brahma. Annam brahmetyupasva. Okay. Now the next mantra, in the same section, 9th section, talks about the upasana phalam. See, after every upasanam, upasana phalam is mentioned. You know why? Because that there is nothing you are asked to do without expecting a result. Okay? Even if you don't expect the result, also the result is definite. If you are given to this, you know, this practice of meditation. See, practice of meditation here means what? These are all subtle facts. Without food, one cannot have strength. Very kindergarten fact, isn't it? Without food, one cannot have strength. Without strength, one cannot achieve anything. One cannot do anything. This is the simple kindergarten lesson. This is a fact. Do we know or not? We know that. And here, what are we doing here? We know this fact already, but we have never placed our attention there. And the Shastram helps us to see this fact. And once you see this fact, you understand the greatness of strength, greatness of food. You understand the greatness of everything here. Anything which enjoys the greatness is what? Bhagavan's glory. Rupa, may you look at that anything, enjoys greatness as Brahma. We don't take anything for granted, isn't it? You see the greatness of everything here, every phenomenon here. That's what Shastram does here. This is called what now? Understanding these simple facts, which we already know. No, Shastram reminds us. And paying attention to that fact. Yes, seeing this fact as a fact, thereby seeing the greatness of the given thing discussed, is what? Meditation here. It's a different meditation, not sitting and closing your eyes and seeing. In the very class, you are understanding the fact, you are in meditation. You get the point? Yeah. Sayo annam brahmetyupaste. Sayo annam brahmetyupaste. Sayo annam brahmetyupaste. Sayo annam brahmetyupaste. Annavataha vai. Annavataha vai. Saha. Lokan. Panavataha. Abhisiddhyati. Okay. This is the first benefit of meditation. This person who is given to this thinking of, you know, the greatness of the food and thereby sees this food as Brahma, such a person, as a result of which he will go to the lokas. You know, lokas. He'll go to places. Loka, don't think only of the loka, higher lokas. He will go to places where there'll be abundance of food and water. Exactly like me entering into 14 Olive Drive. You know, I must have done some meditation, I think. Understand now? You know, Annavataha, Panavataha, Lokan. He'll go to places where he can enjoy abundance of food. Not that he'll eat abundantly. He'll enjoy food. He will not starve. Okay, Annavataha. And then he will not really suffer. He will have water. When he will have water, he'll have food. See, don't. Now we are thinking, you have to watch that the African children, how they look and all. Then you will see how fortunate you are. Already here with that of food means what? Where you, now you are able to enjoy food, you are able to get food, you are able to drink water, able to have what we already, that is a punyam. Isn't it? Annavan lokam and don't think of some other loka. Now you are already in what? Annavan loka only. You are in the place where you are able to get food. Don't think of going somewhere else. Already we have enough food. Do should we go somewhere else? No. Already you are all blessed with food. Nobody is starving here. Already you are all having water. This, you know, being endowed with this facility of, you know, being able to get the food is what? Annavan lokaha. Okay? This, the, if, because some punyam you also must have done that earlier, don't know. But what happens now? Because some punyam, you are with what? Abundance of food and water. You are not starving here. Like this, this person who practices this meditation, who really focuses his attention or pay attention to this fact and thinks about it repeatedly and who sees the greatness of food and thereby sees food as Brahma, that person definitely will go to places where he'll have abundance of food and water. Annavataha lokaha. Okay. Also panavataha. Also water. And not only that, second thing. Yavad annasya gatam tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati. Charo bhavati. This person is capable of moving freely at his will. Because of his popularity and name, that he will become as pervasive as the food. He'll be as pervasive as the food means what? He'll be known as well as the food. Isn't it? He'll become as important. How important food is? is it how food is needed for people, he'll be, so much he'll be in need, isn't it? He will be needed. He won't need, he will be needed. Yonam brahmetu paste. Nam brahmetu paste. See, the greater the object of meditation, the greater the alambanam, the symbol of meditation, subtler the object, greater the object, then you say what now? Even though food is some gross thing, you see, but still food pervades the strength. The strength is not outside of the food. Isn't it? The strength in the food becomes transferred to what now? In your, to your body, to yours, in your system, and the food is consumed. Therefore, food is what now? Strength. No, food is invest in the form of strength. The strength is nothing but food. Therefore, food is pervasive. So, the greater the object, so the person who meditates also becomes what now? More recognized, more pervasive, in keeping with his greatness of the object of meditation. Got the point? Now he's asking, Asti Bhagavo Annad Bhoyaha Iti. Asti Bhagavo Annad Bhoyaha Iti. Is there anything which is greater than the food? Superior to the food? Annadvava Bhuyosti Iti. Annadvava Bhuyosti Iti. Yes, there is something which is greater than the food, superior to the food. Iti tanme bhagavan bravitviti, tanme bhagavan bravitviti. Please teach me what is that, O Lord, may you teach me what is that which is superior to the food. See, when Narada, when Hanat Kumaraha teaches, oh, this is already known to me. He knew already, but he never paid attention to that. Understand now? Don't you know that all of us know very well. If we don't eat food, we can't be strong. If we don't have strength, we can't do anything. Do we need to be taught this? We don't need to be taught. We know this already. But have we ever paid attention to this? Have you ever thought, dwelt upon it? No. The same way, already Narada knew this, but he had never paid attention to this. So the very question tells what? Oh, what is which is superior to the food? Very question tells what? He has not paid attention to that. Now, Bharat Kumar is going to tell him. Next.